I thought a really clear demonstration of our toughness, of our grit, and a mindset to finish today. And I was so glad that came through. I think for our team, I know we want to give Washington a lot of credit. They played extremely tough, and we knew this fight would go the distance. We totally expected that. In fact, we even talked about it last night. If it has to go extra, we'll go extra. We're always prepared to go as long as we have to. So I think we've developed a lot of grit and toughness with our group, and they just won't stop backing off and competing. It's one of the things I love most about our team. That'll open it up.
Robert Alford's play today had two picks, one pass interference, but came through for you in the clutch.
He certainly did, and we knew for the DBs, you know, it was going to be a matter of time before we got our hands on a couple footballs. No surprise that Rock has played, you know, got the ball the last couple weeks. It's just been alive for him. He had a bunch of pass breakups last week, and then on the tip that he got today, and then, of course, the one to finish. So we couldn't be more thrilled for him.
And Matt Ryan's play today, he seemed like he was fighting through some stuff, but was able to get you the lead late there.
Yeah, and I think that's another guy that you just never count out. I think everybody here knows that, and just the competitor that he is. I think we have to give Washington a lot of credit. You know, they played extremely hard and performed, you know, very, you know, exactly like we thought they would. But we got, you know, belief through the roof with Matt.
Talk about the running game and how it kept the team, the offense, in the game.
Yeah, for us, really that balance is really important. The fact that we're able to run it and have success that way, it opens up so much of the play action and the keepers that we like to feature and the downfield throws. So having that balance is a really important part of what we like to do.
Dan, you got challenged at the end of both halves when it came to clock management and putting points up on the board. I know you haven't had much yet, but do you immediately come off and say we did some things right or wrong with 2 minute drills in both halves?
Yeah, I think in the end of the first half, you know, we thought we had a chance to go and get points out of it. I could have took one earlier, but I felt like we were pressing to get going. They looked like they were gassed. Sometimes that's just my call to say, hey, let's keep the gas on them. We're ripping. Let's keep going, as opposed to giving them an opportunity to go. And as far as the end, you know, as we were going down, we were prepared, you know, at the end of regulation to take a timeout if we needed after the fourth down. We ended up, you know, scoring on it as we went through.
And they told you that Devontae Freeman taking it to the ground.
Yes, so it is totally accurate, and you've got to complete the act of the catch. So after the catch happens, so when the ball came loose on the ground, you just didn't complete the act of the catch. So it's a rule that's really clear for us. So we knew when that happened, that might be the case, and one we can for sure learn from, and one we'll watch tomorrow, just to reemphasize for that one. When it's there, you've got to complete the act of the catch all the way through the ground.
What does it mean to be 5-0?
Well, I think for us, it just is a real clear demonstration of how hard the guys want to play for one another. We try to stay in the present moment as often as we can, so we'll get right back to it tomorrow. But I think it shows a lot of the character and the toughness of the men in the room. And I know they want to keep battling for it. So we feel like we've got a long way to go in terms of how good we will get. And so it's just early for us still. We recognize that. And just the next challenge will be right at hand again. But it's not something that we'll spend a lot of time on lead talking about. Well, I think there's some positives that you can come out of it when you go through the tough time and you push yourself to a new threshold. When it happens, you've been through it and you know you're ready to battle for it again. Fortunately for us, we've been through a couple. But when you're in that locker room and you're exhausted and knowing that you pushed yourself to a new spot to go fight, I think you do gain something from that. Hopefully we won't have to go through that experience every week, but there is plenty of stuff to be gained from that for sure. Well, he's a really important part of what we're doing. So it was really great to see him have the catch, you know, down at the end that kept it rolling for us. So he's a really important factor for us, has been for a long time, and will continue to be. He's just as tough as they get, and somebody you can totally count on, especially, you know, when the game's on the line.
Dan, Devontae Freeman had the bulk of the carries despite the fact that Tevin Coleman was 100% healthy.
Correct.
Is that by design?
Not necessarily by design. It was really the hot hand, and I thought Free just kept battling, kept going for it. He felt fresh going through, so sometimes that'll happen too. But, yeah, we're excited about where Tevin's headed, although he didn't get the touches that we, you know, maybe thought going in. Sometimes the game just works out that way. But when you're feeling it, I think you got to keep going in that way.
Once a game, we've got the game ball.
You know what? We didn't give one out today. And so those are some special times. But there was a number of guys that would have been candidates for that for sure. The group is so tough, they just want to keep battling for one another. So there would have been a lot of candidates all the way through, none bigger than Robert at the end of the game where he stepped up, you know, to end the game. So all around, there was plays all over the place, offensively, defensively, the way we were running it, some good stops. So we got a long way to go, but there's a lot to take from this game, things we can learn from, things we can get better at, and we're going to continue to do that.
Coach, Matt had some tough day kicking, missing two field goals. Just discuss the special team performance overall.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for us, that looks like a fluke, you know, like he's as hot as they get. So I'd say for him to, you know, have a couple where, you know, where he hit it off the rim, I'd say look out because he's about to get hot again. So it doesn't happen very often. He's somebody that we totally 100% count on. He's a true pro in the terms of the way he prepares and goes for it. So tons of confidence in him. But, yeah, tough afternoon. We don't have an update on Mike yet, but we'll be able to, you know, follow up on that tomorrow. He did sprain, you know, his ankle, but not sure, you know, the severity or length of it. But he was not able to return for us today, but we don't know his availability for this week's game.
Coach, since you got there, you preached you want the team to play a certain way. And when you see your quarterback lower his shoulder on a
It 100% does in terms of the effort. I've said all along I've just had great respect for how good Matt was, but until you're around somebody, I don't know if you sense the competitor. And he demonstrates that for our team game after game. And we always want after the game say, man, do these guys play hard? And they play with toughness, and they know how to finish. So I hope every opportunity that we get to demonstrate that when you guys watch us play, those are some of the things that you talk about, our effort, our toughness, and our finish.
Last question. Mark Vaughn talked to Robert.
Right.
And it seemed like it kind of just sparked some energy. And could you talk about that when you have a coach like that to go over and
yeah.
forget about that play?
Yeah, and I think Marquand's so uniquely qualified because he's been in Robert's, you know, situation where he's had so much experience playing in the NFL where a call doesn't go your way and you get frustrated. So he's able to, you know, in their relationships close enough to say, hey, man, it's right back at hand. And we knew Rob's such an important guy to keep his poise and go back to it, and he certainly did that. So credit to both guys there for recognizing, okay, here's a moment that I can teach from, did it, and then let's go right back on the field and compete again. And I think that's one of the things we talked about on the sideline with the team, like how much fun is it to compete when you get into these games and these moments. It's as fun as football gets. So I was glad we were able to experience that. Didn't have to go into overtime and all the way through, but sometimes that's what it takes.